In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. May God's grace, mercy, and blessing be upon us all. Amen. Today is the first Sunday of Lent, and of course, during Lent, we read the same readings from year to year. First Sunday is always, do not lay up treasures in heaven. And during the eight Sundays, we have eight Sundays of Lent, and the last Sunday, of course, is the Feast of the Resurrection. And you'll notice on the first week of Lent, the readings of the Gospel throughout the week are focusing on the Sermon on the Mount. Yesterday, Friday, and the day before, and throughout the week, the Gospels of each day was focusing on the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, 6, and 7, or their equivalent in Luke and in Mark. And this is the teachings of Christ, came on earth to teach us a deeper meaning of the law. He said, you heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and yet I say to you, love your enemy. And he goes on, and this is actually revealing his divinity. It's revealing Christ's divinity, because who gave the law in the Old Testament? It was God. God himself gave the law. So if somebody comes and says, you heard that it was said, but now I tell you, now that means I have the authority to complete the law, not to abolish or destroy the law, but to fulfill the law. And only the person that can do that is the one that gave the law. If there's a law in the country, nobody can just break the law and say, I'm going to come up with my own law, unless the law itself or the lawgivers change the law of the land or the law of the country. So when Christ comes and says, you heard that it was said in the law in the Old Testament, but now I tell you, that means I have the authority to supersede this law and to fulfill the law. So he's holding us now to a higher standard. Not that God has changed from the Old Testament to the New Testament. No, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But humanity itself has matured. Humanity now is able to accept the teachings of Christ when he came on earth. In the Old Testament, they were around Gentiles, around nations who was trying to destroy them. So for him to say to the nations back then, love your enemy, they wouldn't understand this concept. But he limited the amount of violence and the amount of rage and hatred, just an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. If someone takes something from you, just equivalent, to limit the evil in the world. And then when humanity matured, then Christ introduced a deeper meaning of the law. The law in the Old Testament only controlled people's actions. Do not steal, do not covet, do not murder. All these things are based on actions. But the New Testament, the new law that Christ came to fulfill, not just it controls our actions, but controls our thoughts and our emotions. And he says, if you just look at a person with hatred, it's as if you murdered your brother. If you look at a woman or a man to lust, it's as if you already lusted. So he took the law into a deeper level. So the first Sunday of Lent, we read from the Gospel of St. Matthew, again from the Sermon on the Mount, about do not lay for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy. All this is telling us everything that we lay up on earth is going to go to waste. It's going to decrease. It's what the world calls a depreciating asset. Everything that we buy that's materialistic, it depreciates over time, whether it's a phone or a car, whatever it might be. So Christ is saying the same thing to it. Anything that we lay up on this earth, whatever treasures we have on this earth, we feel sometimes it's untouchable. If I have so much money or I have so much wealth or investments, it's untouchable. I was listening to an ad the other day, and they were saying there's no currency now in the world that's guaranteed with economy and war and all these things. So the best thing to do is to buy gold or silver, one of these precious metals, as if these things are always going to have the value, as if people are always going to be wanting them and their value will never decrease. But of course, everything decreases, even if the value of the material itself stays the same, but the demand can decrease and the value of itself decreases. And we saw that during COVID, everybody that had all their money in investments, or everybody was losing money. So there's no such thing that there is a guaranteed investment or a guaranteed treasure on this earth. Everything that we have on this earth one day will disappear, will leave, or we will leave it, one or the other. Either it will decrease or we will just leave it. So he's saying to us, be smart, be a smart investor. Don't invest in anything on this earth. Invest in the eternal kingdom of God. And he's comparing this to worshiping two masters. He says, no one can serve two masters, Masters, if you look up the original, actually, the word is lords. Kurios or Kyrios is Lord. And Lord is used a term to use to worship. So you can't worship two gods. You either, all your money, all your energy is on God, or all your energy is on materialistic things. And then he says about, do not worry about what you will eat, or what you will drink, or what you will wear. All these are physical things. We always worry about the physical aspects of life, what we will wear, what we will drink, what we will eat, all these things. But we don't think about the spiritual things. We just worry about our physical life. So he said, do not worry about all these physical things that are the materialistic things that you have in the world. Life is much more than just food and body and drink. And that's why the church puts this gospel at the beginning of Lent, to not keep us so focused on what we're going to eat, what we're going to drink. And he says to them, you are more value than everything, than all these birds and animals. We are of more value. If you want to know what the value of something is, even something, a materialistic thing, what's the value of a house, let's say, or the value of a car or a phone? The value of something is however much people are willing to pay for that thing. Why is the phone that you have in your hand costs $1,500 or $2,000? Does it really cost that much? No. It costs maybe materials, maybe $10, if that. So why can they afford to make it $1,500 to $2,000? Because people are willing to pay that. If we all boycott phones and say we're not going to buy a phone, what's going to happen? They're going to decrease the price. So the value of something depends on how much a person is willing to pay for it. So he said, you are of more value. What's our value worth? How much is somebody willing to pay for us? Christ paid for us with his own blood. So we are worth a lot more than birds of the sky or animals of the land. We are worth the blood of Christ. So he said, your value is much more than just food and clothing. All these things, he said, all these things the Gentiles seek, the people of the world seek. And this is Christ's way of telling us that we are held to a higher standard. Not that we are better than others, but we are children of God. We are children of the Almighty Savior of the world. So we shouldn't be looking at the same things that the people of the world are looking at. People who don't have God as their Father, they seek after these things. They seek after money and treasures and investments, and they want, as if these things will keep their life secure. So he said, do not worry. The message of today is do not worry. Worry is a killer. It's a killer emotion. And we always worry. We always worry about the unknown. He said, do not worry. How many of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? What's he trying to say? The message is, why are you worried about something that's outside of your control? And this is what we worry. We worry about a lot of things that are outside of our control. We worry about the future, our future. We worry about our kids' future. We worry about our grandkids' future. And if all this we don't worry about, then we start worrying about the world's future, the economy, the politics, the war, the news. Everything is going down the drain. Always to keep us in worry, worry, worry. All these negative emotions are not from God. These negative emotions are from the devil to keep us in fear, to keep us depressed, to keep us stressed and anxious away from God. So he said, do not worry about these things. Trust in God. And that's why if you notice the psalm, it says, oh my God, I have trust in you. My trust is in you. It's not in my treasures. It's not in my investments. It's not in my knowledge. My trust is in the Lord. He will show me. He said, show me your ways, O Lord, and teach me your paths. The only thing that we know about the future is that God is in control of all things. So we trust God. We don't worry about the future. We don't worry about the unknown, the uncontrollable things in life. We leave it up to the person who is in control, who is God. So he reminds us at the end, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. He knows that we need food and we need clothing and we need drink. But seek first the kingdom of God. Keep our attention on our spiritual life and the kingdom of God to come and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. All these things shall be added to you is a promise that he will provide for us. It doesn't mean that if you follow God, this prosperity gospel message that we hear, that if you're a good Christian, you will be wealthy. If you're a good Christian, you will be healthy. This is outside of the teachings of the Bible. It said, in the world, you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer. We have to be of good cheer that he overcame the world. May the Lord remind us today that our treasure is not on this earth, but our real treasure is in heaven. And to put all our focus on that treasure in heaven and not on the investments and the treasures that we may have on this earth, and to God be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
بسم الله أبو الابن الروح القدس الله الواحد أمين تحرامة ورحمة وبركاته من الآن أبدا أمين. كل سنة طيبين. الأحد الأول من الصوم المقدس وهو ما يعرف بأحد الكنوز اللي بيتقري فيه جزء من العزة على الجبل. السيد المسيح بيوجه أنظارنا لا تكنزوا لكم كنوز على الأرض حيث تفسد السود والصدأ وحيث ينقب السارقون ويسرقون بل اكنزوا لكم كنوزا في السماء حيث لا يفسد سوس ولا صدأ وحيث لا ينقب سارقون ولا يسرقون لأنه حيث يكون كنزك هناك يكون قلبك أيضا. الكنز يعني واحد يحفظ أمور ثمينة وغالية جدا جواهر لآلئ ألماز فلوس يحطها في خزنة يحطها في الخفاء مش كده. يقول لك انا واخد خزنه في البنك وحط فيها المجوهرات تحتي او يحط فلوسه في البنك ما يحطهاش في جيبه كده يمشي يعني بكاس في جيبه. هكذا يا احبائي كنزنا هو المسيح. المسيح هو الكنز بتاعنا والروح القدس بتسميه الكنيسه كده كنز الصالحات وموت الحياه. والآب هو الذي أحبنا بغنى فأرسلنا هذا الكنز من خلال ابنه والروح القدس. الآب والابن والروح القدس الله روح لا ننظره بالعيان في الخفاء. لذلك إن كنا نريد أن يكون لنا كنز في السماء بعد ما نمشي وكلنا هنمشي محدش هيقعد على طول يبقى لنا كنز فين؟ في الخفاء. فين؟ في الآب والابن والروح القدس في الثالوث القدوس. والمسيح لما جه على الأرض ومات وقام ادانا أن نكون ورثة ورثة الله وارثين مع المسيح. ايه كنز في السماء شكله ايه ده الميراث ده الكنز ده؟ يقول كده معلمنا بطرس الرسول في رسالته الأولى الإصحاح الأول مبارك الله أبو ربنا يسوع المسيح أدي الآب هو الذي حسب رحمته الكثيرة ولدنا ثانية لرجاء حي. حي يعني بالروح القدس أدي الثالوث أدي الأقنوم الثالث بقيامة يسوع المسيح من الأموات أدي إيه الأقنوم الثاني. يعني الآية دي بتورينا الثالوث القدوس إزاي هيدينا الكنز الخاص به يدهولنا ونرسه لميراث. أدي الكنز هو لا يفنى مخلص ولا يتدنس ما تجيش أي impurities فيه مفيش حاجة تشوهه أو تبوظه. ممكن يبقى واحد عنده جوهرة جميلة ولا بتاعه وبعدين يجي على تراب تترمي ما تبقاش شايفها متغطية بالتراب أو بالطين. ولا يضمحل يعني إلى الأبد ما يقلش ما يقلش ابدا. كل شيء في هذا الكون بيقل حتى الشمس بتقل. الشمس نفسها اللي شايفينها دي فيها انفجارات نوويه بتخس تخس لغايه ما تنتهي. الارض هتنتهي كل ما يرى وما يحسب كل ما هو في الزمن والمكان ومحدود ما قالوا ان ينتهي يضمحل. اما الكنز الذي لنا في السماء في الآب والابن والروح القدس فلا يفنى ولا يتدنس ولا يضمحل. محفوظ لنا في السماوات محفوظ في السماوات لأجلكم لينا احنا. طيب ازاي نقدر احنا نوصل لهذا الكنز؟ قال مش السماء دي حاجة فوق قوي. المسيح يقول لك طقطق سماء السماء ونزل وتجسد وصار ابن الإنسان وشابهنا في كل شيء ما خلى الخطيئة وحدها. وبعدين بيدينا كلمته بيدينا جسده ودمه ويثبت فينا ونحن فيه وقال ها ملكوت الله فين فوق لا داخلكم جوه. إذن هذا الكنز الذي للثالوث القدوس هو فينا إحنا جوانا. بكلمة ربنا قال الذي إن أحبني أحد يحفظ كلامي. طيب إذا حفظنا كلامك إيه؟ يحبه أبي، هذا الآب هو، وإليه نأتي أنا والآب، هذا الآب والابن، وعنده نصنع منزلة. ولما هنيجي أوريدي أنتوا واخدين الروح القدس ساكن فيكم، ألست تعلمون أنكم هيكل الله وروح الله ساكن فيكم؟ إيه ده الثالوث القدوس معنا؟ طيب بعدين إيه؟ يبقى أتعشى معه وهو معي، هاخد الألام بتاعتكم والخطايا بتاعتكم، أخذها أنا، أشيلها أنا وأشيلها وأغسلها وأنظفها وأمحوها. طب وأنت تدينا إيه؟ أعطيكم غفران، يؤديكم حبي، يؤديكم الميراث الذي لكم الذي لا يفنى ولا يتدنس ولا يضمحل. من هنا نستطيع أن نذوق الملكوت ونذوق هذا الكنز السماوي، ندوقه. تقولي طيب يعني أبونا يمكن ده كلام شوية نظري كده وتأملي، قول لي حاجة عملية. المسيح ادانا السكة، قال من سقاكم كأس ماء بارد لأنكم للمسيح فلا يضيع أجره. يعني يبقى لي كنز. أكلت واحد غلبان، شربت واحد عطشان، كسيت واحد عريان، زرت واحد مريض، أشفقت على إنسان مسكين. يقول لك ده خلاص بيتحول، دول الموني اكستشينجر الموجودين، هم زي محلات الصرافه، ماني اكستشينجر، بتغير عمله بعمله. فبنغير العمله بتاعتنا التعبانه اللي في الارض ديت، اكل شرب فلوس صحه، بنتعب من اجل اخرين، كل ديت دي العمله بتاعتنا اللي على الارض. لما نوجهها الى المسكين والفقير والغريب والمحتاج والمسجون والمريض، المسيح قال بتدهان أنا. طب أنت مين؟ أنا ابن الله. طب إيه يعني ابن الله؟ قال كل ما هو لك فهو لي، كل ما للآب. شوفوا بقى غنى الآب غير محدود للابن. طب وبعدين كل ما للابن إيه؟ هو لنا الذي لي أعطيتهم. طب لمين دول؟ تديهم لمين؟ قال اللي أكلوني وشربوني. تعالوا لي مبارك يا أبي، رثوا الملك المعد لكم. أدي الكنزه قبل إنشاء العالم. إيه؟ كنت جعان أكلتوني، كنت عطشان سقيتوني، متشكر خالص. إمتى يا رب؟ إمتى؟ أما لما عملته مع أخواتي الغلابة والفقراء في الأرض، فبي عملتهم. بس بقى إيه؟ قال تعمل في الخفاء علشان يكون الكنز بتاعنا في الخفاء بيعطى لنا في العلن لما نستعلن بقى في المجيء الثاني. في الخفاء يعني نخفي هذا عن ذواتنا، ما نمدحش نفسنا ولا نقبل مدح الناس، حتى لو مدحونا نرجع الكل الى الله، نقول له منك الجميع ومن يدك اعطيناك، ما جبتش حاجه من عندي، انت عندك، انت سويت كلهم ربنا، نشكر الله، المجد ليه، نرجع المجد لله في داخلنا وفي خارجنا. فلما نرجع المجد للمسيح ولله، يحفظ لنا الكنز، يحفظ لنا الكنز في السماء، و يبقى كل اللي نعمله الأرض نعمله من أجل المسيح وموجه للمسيح. تقول يعني أنا بأكل، أنا بشرب، أنا بروح بتفسح، مش عارف إيه، ده ممكن يبقى المسيح كله؟ كله للمسيح. معقولة حتى ما روح أتفسح يعني واخد أجازة كده ورحنا أنا والفاميلي كده نتفسح، ممكن ده يبقى المسيح؟ إزاي؟ هننبسط ونأكل ونشرب ونفسح ونشوف الدنيا الجميلة والبحر وغيره. أعطانا كل شيء بغنى لأجل التمتع. التمتع؟ استغفر الله. التمتع. طب بعد ما نتمتع نشكره. أشكرك يا رب، شوف المنظر الجميل كده، الله، كلمة الله ده تسبيح. أخذين بالكم؟ يبقى أنا برجع الصبح والمجد لله حتى في أكلي في شربي في فصحتي. اشتريت حاجة حلوة أقول نشكرك يا رب، اديتنا الأول بتاعه، اديتنا فلوس نقدر نجيب اللي احنا عاوزينه. فحينما يكون مسيح في حياتنا هو المرجع والمركز والفوكس في كل ما نعمل، في أكل، في شرب، في عطاء، في خدمة، في فرح، حتى في ألم نبص لي، يكون هذا كنز لينا حتى في الألم. انت ألمتم معه فلكي تتمجدوا أيضا معه. يعني من نتألم نحط ألمنا مع المسيح يتحول إلى الكنز، نتمجد بعدين. يعني في كل خطوة، في كل نفس، في كل فكر، في كل عمل، المسيح قدامنا، المسيح المسيح من أجله وبه نعمل، فيصلنا الكنز من الآب بالروح القدس كنز الصالحات لإلهنا المجد الدائم من الآن الأبد. آمين.
Riches of this world.